Okay, so you know how everyone's always arguing about who the greatest NBA player of all time is?
Yeah, like Jordan versus LeBron.
Exactly. And it seems like that debate just never goes away, right?
It's definitely one of those things that gets fans fired up.
So that's exactly what we're diving into today. The whole Michael Jordan versus LeBron James GOATY debate. And we've got some interesting new stuff to look at today.
Yeah, this is gonna be fun.
We're going beyond just like opinions and gut feelings,
Yeah.
you know? We're going to really look at the data.
We've got two main sources we're gonna be using.
First, we've got this Bleacher Report article. It came out April 22nd last year, and it's all about this poll they did, where they asked a bunch of current NBA players who they think is the GOAT.
Oh, wow. That's got to be interesting to hear it straight from the guys actually playing in the league right now.
Right. And then we're also going to be looking at this Sporting News article that has a really detailed statistical comparison between Jordan and LeBron, all the latest numbers, as of March 27th this year.
Cool. So we're talking really recent data here.
Yeah, so basically what we wanted to do today is like take all the emotion out of it and just present the main arguments for each player based on, you know, what these articles say.
Kind of like cut through all the noise and just focus on the facts.
Exactly. And we're not going to pick a side, you know, we're not saying who's better.
We're just giving you the information so you can decide for yourself.
Exactly. And hopefully we can show you some things that, you know, maybe you haven't even thought about before, even if you're like a diehard Jordan or LeBron fan.
I'm sure there will be some surprises.
All right, so let's start with that player poll from The Athletic. They talked to 133 current NBA players, and the results were pretty close, actually.
Oh, really? Closer than I would have thought.
Yeah, Michael Jordan got 45.9% of the votes, and LeBron James got 42.1%.
Wow, that is close.
I know, right? So even though LeBron has been dominating
Yeah.
more recently, a lot of these players like literally grew up watching him play.
And Jordan still came out slightly ahead.
It's pretty interesting, right? I think it really shows how much Jordan's career still like resonates with people even all these years later.
Definitely. And think about it. Kobe Bryant, who was an amazing player himself, he only got 9.8% of the vote.
Yeah, that puts things in perspective.
Big time. It's like Jordan and LeBron are in a whole different category.
Totally. The Bleacher Report article talks about how there's this generational divide. You know, younger fans tend to prefer LeBron because they've seen him play more, and older fans are more likely to pick Jordan because they remember the 90s, you know, when he was winning all those championships.
Makes sense, different eras, different perspectives.
Right. But here's the thing that I thought was really interesting. Like we said, most of the players in the NBA right now are closer in age to LeBron.
But Jordan still got more votes in the poll.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if there's something about Jordan's game or his legacy that just like transcends generations, you know?
Maybe even players who didn't see him play in his prime still recognize how special he was.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you know what else is interesting? The article mentioned that no one voted for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Really?
Yeah, not a single vote. And I mean, he won six championships too, and he played forever.
Wow. I mean, you would think he'd at least get a few votes.
Right. It just shows you how subjective this whole GOAT thing is.
It's not just about the numbers.
Yeah, there's so much more to it. Like this story behind a player's career, the era they played in, even just like personal preferences.
Like what you value most in a player.
Exactly. All right. So the players have spoken, at least according to this poll, and they seem to be leaning towards Jordan.
Okay, so now let's look at what the numbers say.
Yeah, let's get into those stats. So the Sporting News article has this head-to-head comparison of Jordan and LeBron's regular season stats.
Cool. Let's see what they've got.
All right. So first up, let's look at their per-game averages.
Per game, that's a good place to start.
So Jordan averaged 30.1 points per game in the regular season.
Wow, that's a lot of points.
I know, right? LeBron averaged 27 points per game.
Still a lot of points, but yeah, Jordan was definitely the more prolific scorer.
Definitely. And Jordan also had a lot more steals per game. He averaged 2.3 compared to LeBron's 1.5.
So defensively, Jordan was more disruptive.
Yeah. He was known for his intensity on defense.
Okay, but looking at other areas, LeBron averaged more rebounds per game, 7.5 to Jordan's 6.2.
And he also averaged way more assists, 7.4, compared to Jordan's 5.3.
So LeBron was more of a playmaker, you know, setting up his teammates.
Exactly. He was always focused on making the whole team better.
And then in terms of efficiency, LeBron actually shot a slightly higher percentage from the field, 50.6%, compared to Jordan's 49.7%.
Interesting. And LeBron also shot a little better from three-point range, 34.9% compared to Jordan's 32.7%.
But Jordan was a much better free throw shooter. He made 83.5% of his free throws, and LeBron made 73.7%.
Okay, so basically per game, Jordan's the scorer and the thief, and LeBron's the rebounder and distributor.
And LeBron was a bit more efficient from the field in three, but Jordan was better at the line.
Exactly. But now we got to look at their career totals, because LeBron has played way more games than Jordan. He's played 1,553 games, and Jordan played 172.
Yeah, that's a pretty big difference.
It is, and that's why LeBron's career totals are so much higher in some categories.
Wait, total points.
Yeah, for example, LeBron scored a total of 478 points in his career.
That's insane.
I know, right? Jordan scored 300, 200, 292 points, which is still amazing. But yeah, LeBron has it beat by a lot.
And what about rebounds and assists?
Same thing. LeBron has 11,600, 686 rebounds. And 11,500 and 522 assists.
And Jordan?
Jordan has 600, 672 rebounds and 500, 633 assists.
Wow, so you can't argue with LeBron's longevity and consistency. You know, he's been putting up big numbers for a really long time.
Yeah, that's a huge part of his argument for being the 2-8.
Okay, so we've looked at the basic stats, but now let's get into some of the more advanced metrics.
Yeah, like PER and all that stuff.
Exactly. So these are the stats that try to give you a more nuanced picture of a player's impact.
So what do those stats say? Well, it depends on which stats you're looking at. For example, Jordan has a higher player efficiency rating, which is PER. It's 27.9 compared to LeBron's 26.9.
So that one favors Jordan.
Yeah. And his box plus minus, which is BPM, is also higher. It's 9.2 compared to LeBron's 8.6.
Okay, so what does that mean?
BPM basically tries to estimate how much a player contributes to his team per 100 possessions.
So Jordan was slightly more impactful in that sense.
Right. But then you've got value over replacement player, which is VORP and win shares, which are more about a player's overall contribution to winning over their whole career.
And those ones favor LeBron.
Yeah, big time. LeBron's VORP is 156.1, and Jordan's is 116.1.
Wow, that's a pretty significant difference.
It is. And LeBron's win shares are way higher, too. He has 270.3, and Jordan's has 214.
So those stats really show how much LeBron's longevity has impacted his overall value.
Yeah, they reward players who play a lot of minutes and stay at a high level for a long time.
Makes sense.
The Sporting News article actually makes a funny comment about all this. They say, pick a side, nerds.
Huh. Yeah, because you can really make a case for either player, depending on which stats you focus on.
Exactly. And here's another interesting tidbit in terms of game-winning buzzer beaters in the regular season. Jordan made 9 of them.
Wow, 9 game winners.
Yeah, and LeBron made 8, so it's really close.
That's crazy close.
I know, right? Those are the kind of moments that really cement a player's legacy.
For sure.
Okay, so let's move on to the playoffs, because that's where things get really intense.
Yeah, playoff performance is definitely a big part of the giant debate.
So in the playoffs, Jordan's scoring average goes up to 33.4 points per game.
Wow, over 33 points in the playoffs. That's incredible.
LeBron averaged 28.4 points per game in the playoffs, which is still really good.
Yeah, but Jordan definitely stepped up his scoring in the postseason.
Yeah, he was known for being clutch. And Jordan also averaged slightly more steals in the playoffs, 2.1 compared to LeBron's 1.7.
So that defensive intensity was still there in the playoffs.
Yep. But once again, LeBron was the better rebounder in the playoffs. He averaged 9 rebounds per game, and Jordan averaged 6.4.
And what about assists?
LeBron averaged 7.2 assists per game in the playoffs, and Jordan averaged 5.7.
So same story as the regular season, LeBron was more of a facilitator in the playoffs.
Exactly. And here's a stat that surprised me. Their 3-point shooting percentages in the playoffs are almost identical.
Really? I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, Jordan shot 33.2% from 3 in the playoffs, and LeBron shot the exact same percentage.
That's wild, considering how much the 3-pointer has become such a big part of the game in recent years.
Right, and LeBron is known for being a pretty good 3-point shooter, so I thought his percentage would be higher.
But I guess when you factor in all those years when the 3-pointer wasn't as emphasized, it evens out.
Yeah, that makes sense. But of course, LeBron has played in a lot more playoff games than Jordan. He's been in the finals 10 times.
Yeah, Jordan only went to the finals 6 times.
Right. So LeBron has 287 playoff games, and Jordan has 179. And that means LeBron's career playoff totals are higher in a lot of categories.
Okay, like what?
For example, LeBron has scored a total of 8,162 points in the playoffs.
That's a ton of points.
Yeah, Jordan scored 5,987 points, which is still great. But LeBron has him beat by over 2,000 points.
And rebounds.
LeBron has 2,583 rebounds, and Jordan has 1,152.
And assists.
LeBron has 2,067 assists, and Jordan has 122.
Wow, those are some serious numbers.
Yeah, it just shows how consistently good LeBron has been in the playoffs over such a long period of time.
Makes you wonder how much higher those numbers would be if he had won all 10 of those finals appearances, right?
Yeah, for sure. The Sporting News article actually talks about this narrative that LeBron chokes in big games, and they point out that his playoff stats are actually really good, like often even better than his regular season stats.
So they're saying that's not really true.
Yeah, they're basically saying that the whole choking thing is a myth.
Makes sense he wouldn't have made it to 10 finals if he couldn't handle the pressure.
Right, and then when you look at the advanced stats for the playoffs, it's kind of the same story as the regular season. Jordan's PER is higher, 28.6. compared to LeBron's 27.9, and his BPM is also higher.
So those stats favor Jordan.
Yeah, but LeBron's VORP and win shares are higher in the playoffs, just like in the regular season.
So it all comes down to what you value most in a player.
Exactly. Okay, so now let's talk about accolades and awards, because that's obviously a big part of this debate.
Yeah, championships, MVPs, all that stuff.
So Jordan won 6 NBA championships, and he never lost in the finals.
6 for 6. That's pretty impressive.
It's insane. And he won finals MVP every time.
So he was always the best player on the court when it mattered most.
Yeah, that's a huge argument in his favor. And he also won 5 regular season MVP awards and 10 scoring titles.
Wow, that's a lot of hardware.
Yeah. LeBron, on the other hand, has won 4 championships and 4 finals MVPs, but he's lost in the finals 6 times.
So not quite as dominant in the finals as Jordan.
Right, but he's also won 4 regular season MVP awards, and he's been selected to 20 All-NBA teams and 21 All-Star teams.
20 All-NBA teams, that's crazy.
It is. It shows how consistently great he's been for such a long time, and he also has 1 scoring title.
So basically, Jordan was more dominant in the finals, but LeBron has been playing at an elite level for longer.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Jordan-LeBron GOAT debate, what are the main takeaways for you?
Okay, so based on that player poll we talked about, it seems like current NBA players have a slight preference for Jordan.
Which is interesting because most of them are closer in age to LeBron.
Yeah, and statistically, Jordan was a better scorer, and he has the edge in some advanced metrics, especially in the playoffs.
But LeBron has played a lot more games, and his career totals are higher in a lot of categories.
And he's also ahead in some of those advanced stats like VORP and win shares.
Plus, both players have tons of accolades and awards, with Jordan having that perfect finals record and LeBron having that amazing longevity.
It's really a toss-up.
It really depends on what you value most in a player. Do you care more about championships? Regular season dominance, longevity, playoff performance.
There's no right or wrong answer.
Exactly. It's all subjective.
Yeah.
So here's a question for you to think about. What single stat or accomplishment do you find most convincing in this whole Jordan-LeBron debate?
Yeah, and why does that particular stat or accomplishment stand out to you?
What does it say about your own definition of basketball greatness?
That's the real question. You know what makes someone the G-Weichen in your eyes?
Food for thought.
Definitely.
All right, that's all the time we have for today, but hopefully this deep dive has given you some new insights into this never-ending debate.
And maybe even sparked some friendly arguments with your friends.
Exactly. So, until next time, keep on debating.
And keep on diving deep.